Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration set to journey to Mexico amid a surge in migrants crossing the southern border. The Secretary of State, Secretary of Homeland Security, and the White House Homeland Security Advisor are all scheduled to meet with the President of Mexico today to explore immediate measures the two countries can implement to tackle challenges at the border. The Biden administration is under intense scrutiny from both sides of the political spectrum due to an historic surge in illegal crossings. Travel may still be quite a headache for both drivers and air travelers today as Mother Nature creates more challenges. A winter storms brought snow and ice to states across the plains and upper Midwest. More than a foot of snow was reported in the Dakotas. Snow and ice shut down a 200-mile stretch of a highway in Nebraska. In addition, there is a marginal threat of flooding rain along the I-95 corridor in New York, D.C., and Philadelphia today. A recent study is indicating a direct association between COVID infections and heart attacks.
The likelihood of having a heart attack seems to increase after an episode of COVID, especially among older Americans.
Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez notes that this differs from the widely reported arrhythmias. Current research is revealing that the virus has the capability to infect the blood supply to the heart. Americans spent more during the holidays than they did last year, despite fears they might cut back because of inflation. Results of a survey by MasterCard released Tuesday showed retail sales were up 3.1% over last year. Online sales grew 6.3%, while sales at brick-and-mortar stores rose over 2%, while clothing and grocery spending both were up. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Over 11,000 migrants are currently residing in shelters on the Mexican side of the southern border. That's according to CNN. These individuals are seeking asylum and aiming to enter the United States through legal channels established by the Biden administration. Gladys Cañas, a nonprofit organizer, told CNN the waiting migrants are experiencing a sense of desperation, but are relying on Customs and Border Patrol's One app and trusting in the migration process. With Christmas behind us, it's now the season to contemplate New Year's resolutions. Weight loss, a commonly chosen goal, coincides with a surge in prescriptions for the popular medicine Ozempic.
I don't need to be eating as much, so it suppresses your appetite.
Dr. Maria Escobar-Vasco from the University of Texas Health System emphasizes it's designed for individuals who are severely obese, not for those seeking to enhance their appearance in a swimsuit. A recent study is recommending strategies to address the risk factors associated with preventing young onset dementia, which can manifest as early as age 30. A 2021 study estimated that nearly 4 million individuals worldwide, age 30 to 64, are affected by this condition. Critical risk factors identified include social isolation, low levels of vitamin D, and experiencing hearing loss. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And I'm real excited about having Dr. George Barna with us. Dr. George and I go back years early on when I read a book that he had written that pointed out having a biblical worldview. This was something little new for me, frankly, even with my, you know, Catholic background and then also just coming out of Bible college. And when God, I felt God was calling me to get behind the microphone and to do a talk show. Now, you got to keep in mind, I was in LA radio for many years. I was a disc jockey, a total juvenile, playing music, okay? Not talking about, you know, current events, much less things as heavy that had to do with spiritual things. And I got to tell you, it was life-changing for me. You know, when Dr. George had written this book and I looked at what was going on with a biblical worldview, and I thought, wow, this is critical. I think at the time, less than 10%, or maybe it was, the number was around 10%. 10% of evangelical Christians could be defined as having and holding to a biblical worldview. Worse yet were the senior pastors in the pulpit. I think just a little above 50% of the senior pastors in evangelical churches held to a biblical worldview. We're going to talk about a biblical worldview, what it's all about, so that you understand and that you can see yourself. You know, are you adhering to a biblical worldview? Does a biblical worldview make sense to you? Dr. George Barna joins us now. He is the Cultural Research Center's president. It's all his responsibility. It's all his fault at Arizona Christian University. So now that we know that it's all his responsibility, we can relax a little bit. Dr. George, good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, I was a lot better before that. Now I'm feeling the pressure. Oh my gosh.
Well, you're a professor. You can handle this. I mean, it's no sweat for you. All right. Let's start at the very top. What is a biblical worldview, George?
Well, let's even go back a further step. What's a worldview?
Yeah, okay.
You know, because a biblical worldview is just one variety of the worldviews that are available to us. Mm-hmm. So a worldview is the way that we experience and respond to and think about the world around us mm-hmm. and who we are within that world. In essence, our worldview is the intellectual, emotional, and spiritual filter that we use to take all that information and convert it into decisions. You and I and everybody watching and listening today, we mm-hmm. make hundreds, maybe thousands of decisions every day.
Right.
And the basis on which we make those choices is our worldview. It's critical for us to get through every day.
Isn't it cool? Wait just a minute. I was just thinking, just as you were saying this, see, this is how good God is. We don't have to make a decision about breathing, do we?
Thankfully, no. Our body does, but I mean, it makes it.
But I mean, yeah. Exactly. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You mentioned earlier you were juvenile in your past. I'm not sure that's changed, but whatever. We'll move past that.
All right. Thank you.
The idea here is that you have to make decisions all the time. Yeah. Worldview is the basis on which you make those choices, but you've also got different kinds of worldviews. And when we talk about worldviews, some people say, oh, that's so ivory tower, it's so academic. It really isn't. Everybody has one. Everybody uses one.
Right.
And a different way of thinking about it is it's your philosophy of life.
Yeah.
So it's where you take all these ideas and try to figure out, who do I want to be? Who do I think I'm supposed to be? How did I get here? What am I supposed to do? All of those kinds of issues. So a biblical worldview is one of the dozens of philosophies of life that exist on our planet today,
mm-hmm.
most of which, all the others of which, have been made up by human beings. A
right.
biblical worldview is the worldview that God gives to us because he wants us to thrive.
Exactly.
He wants us to flourish in life. And mm-hmm. so he gave us a guidebook, the Bible, that tells us, here's how you can do that, because
right.
these are the rules to life. This will tell you what works and what doesn't work, what pleases me, what angers me. And so if you live within the confines of what I give you here, that's a biblical worldview. You
right.
will succeed. You will flourish, thrive. You'll have joy.
Right.
See, one of the problems with other worldviews is that they're trying to achieve happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is emotional. It's fleeting. It changes.
Temporary, yes, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Minute by minute.
Yeah.
But God's trying to get us to experience joy, which is lasting because it's based on his truth, which
Amen.
Is the only truth that really exists.
Exactly.
And so biblical worldview is the thing that we want. Different way of thinking about it. If you want to have a biblical worldview, then you've got to look at what you believe,
mm-hmm.
because that influences what you do. You do what you believe.
Exactly.
And so the idea is to think like Jesus so that you can act like Jesus.
Right.
And that's what gives you a thriving experience.
You know, George, when you and I talked about this before, every time we get to this point, it takes me to that moment in time with God and Cain. One-on-one. Cain's upset because God doesn't accept his sacrifice. He thought that maybe God would grade on the curve. Didn't happen. And God told him very clearly, and I believe this admonishment has been ringing through the millennium, if we'll only have ears to hear. And this coincides, I believe, with what you're talking about in terms of holding to a biblical worldview. God told Cain and us very plainly, if you do right, will it not go well for you? That just, to me, that's a billboard. There's nothing more to discuss, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fascinating to me to read through the Bible with each character. God's trying to shape them. You know, we're made in his image, in his likeness.
Right.
But because we have free will, we can make choices that say, yeah, I could do what God wants me to do, but I'd rather do something else because I think it's going to give me greater happiness or whatever.
Exactly.
And so with each character in the scriptures, God is kind of shaping him, prodding him, pushing him, admonishing him, showing him. You know, he wants us to grow. He
right.
wants us to grow to become like Christ. We'll never be Christ, but to be more and more like the example that Jesus gave to us. And so Cain is one of those great examples of how that works.
Yeah, and help people understand what God meant when he said, if you do right. What did God especially mean when he said, if you do right, Cain?
Well, I mean, with everybody in the scriptures to whom he gave those kinds of phrases, he was saying, you know what, realize there is right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not based on what you're feeling about the situation, what you're feeling about yourself, what you're feeling about me, God.
Right.
You know, it's based on the truths that I've laid out for you from the beginning of time. I'm the only one who's created things. I created them for a reason.
Exactly.
And there are rules that go with all these things that I've created.
Right.
And I love you as a human being, part of my creation, so much that I've dispelled these rules in writing for you.
Right.
And so all you have to do is read them, understand them, accept them, follow them, and it
right.
will go well for you.
Well, and as you say, it will go well. There is a righteous outcome, right? I mean, I'm trying to keep this simple in sense for people and not Christianize it, but so help me that it will go well with you. I mean, that the proper results, because here you have God Almighty who created the heavens and earth to, at the end of the game, it was going to produce a specific outcome, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the beauty of this is that we get to participate
yeah,
in that outcome. He gives us that opportunity. So that's why your worldview is so important, because every choice you make affects those outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing what to believe, why to believe it, and what to do with it, that's all critically important. That's all part of this worldview developmental process that I'm so keen on.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Listen, you know, a new FDA ruling allows you now to be able to buy hearing aids over the counter with no prescription. You could save thousands of dollars. And if you want to know exactly how our hearing aids can help you hear better, we're offering 100 free hearing tests today. You can call right now and take our free over-the-phone hearing test. Then we'll tell you which hearing product you best qualify for and how you can save thousands of dollars with no prescription required. And all in the comfort of your home right over the telephone. You owe it to your family and friends to hear better today. Find out what you're missing. Call MD Hearing right now for your free hearing test and to save thousands of dollars on your new hearing aids. We make it easy for you to hear better. Here's our number.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here with Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, I want to hang into Genesis for just a moment here. As you were talking, again, it's your fault. You trigger me, and I just feel like between you and the Holy Spirit, I have very little room to move here. But I'm thinking about, here we are, God says that he created us. God really did say this. He created us in his image. I mean, when you think about that, the power that resides in his creation, in you and me, it just overwhelms me, George.
Well, it's a great responsibility. And as I think one of the Marvel movies once said, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's kind of our situation is we have tremendous power because we're made in God's image, tremendous capabilities. We're made in his likeness. Mm-hmm. That comes with responsibility. What are we going to do with that? And again, God didn't leave it to chance. He told us, okay, here's what I expect of you. He wants us to enjoy life, but right, within the parameters that he set for us. And so it's kind of an ideal situation. So many people seem to get upset about the fact that the Bible, as they would put it, puts limits on us. Okay, it does establish some limits,
right,
but that's because if we transcend those limits, it's to our disadvantage. He loves us enough. He's trying to protect us, trying to secure us, trying to set us up for success and freedom and joy. And so, you know, just play by the rules. It's very simple.
Exactly. You know, I look at it as kind of an infrastructure created by God Almighty to make sure that it would go well with us. And as you say, if we play according to the rules, it goes well for us. If we choose that we want to be defiant and like, oh, yeah, let's defy gravity. Well, then you find out real quick, wow, that gravity thing is really there. So if you let's extend that concept of the law of gravity and how it benefits us and how it can harm us. In a sense, those are the rules and law of God, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, I think back to when I was a kid growing up in New York City and, you know, I loved playing baseball and I was out there every day playing. But baseball, as much as I love it, and I love it to this day, it has rules. And if you break those rules, I mean, you could get ejected from the game. You can strike out. You can be thrown out for running outside the base paths. You know, and you can make all kinds of clever arguments about, well, you know, if you look at it this way, I really wasn't out of base paths. Look, there's an arbiter we call the umpire.
Right.
And in life, it's the same way. The one who made us is the one who gets to determine the rules and the outcomes. And so if we're willing to work with him, all goes well.
Well, and oh, yeah, by the way, when they came up with the rules of baseball, I don't think they made any accommodation for the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Just throwing that in there because, you know me, I'm a rebel.
Well, you got to do what you can. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, look what happened. You had thousands of Catholics outside of Chavez Ravine praying their hearts out, right? And the Dodgers go and they lose 15-0 to their arch enemy, the San Francisco Giants. Just saying, okay? I'll let you connect the dots however way you want to connect the dots.
Chance? I think not. Yeah, you know, that whole thing with the Dodgers was a really interesting thing because they made the offer to that particular group to come and, you know, do what they do and get an award.
Right.
And the community went wild. They were very upset. And the Dodgers rescinded the offer.
Exactly.
And then the other community got upset. It's like, well, you can't take that offer away. You know, you told them you'd give them an award. You should do it. So the Dodgers gave them back the invitation. They said, yeah, okay, yeah, we're going to stick with it. You come. Why? Because they're afraid of being embarrassed.
Right.
And this is one of the things about our culture is we've got to get our values straight. What makes the most difference? My feelings? Gee, I might be embarrassed. People might think less of me. Or truth and righteousness, justice, you know, doing the right thing. Now, the only way we know that is by going back to God's words, because he's the only one who truly defines the right thing. Some people have said to me, well, that's not true because we live in a nation where, you know, we have the Constitution. Okay, let's look at how they wrote the Constitution.
Exactly.
Let's go back to God's rules, and they said, let's live within these boundaries because that's the way it's meant to be, and that's how we will thrive as a country. And so that worked for, you know, a quarter of a millennium. You know, now we're trying to change that to our detriment.
Well, it's quite the clash of worldviews, to say the least, George. I mean, look what happened. I mean, they did end up giving him an award, and I don't know if you saw how many people were not in attendance when they did that. I think it almost looked like maybe a dozen people at Chavez Ravine that holds like 50,000 people. I mean, it's pretty anemic. I was sharing with a friend of mine here that when I was in L.A. working for a radio station, we had a softball team that would play all over the community, and we had a lot of followers there. And, of course, it didn't hurt us to have as our opponents the cast and crew of Happy Days during the height of their popularity, right?
Right.
And so Steve Brennan, who's the PR guy for the Dodgers that year, calls us up and says, hey, would you guys be willing to do kind of a pregame at Dodger Stadium? Well, for me, I grew up playing baseball like you, and the closest thing I could get to Chavez Ravine was out in the stands. I always had a desire to, having that opportunity, didn't quite make it. Had some great teams along the way that we played with, but here I am. Okay, I'm going to Dodger Stadium. So what? They shortened the bases. We're playing in a softball, type of format, and Henry Winkler's pitching for them. I'm pitching for our team, and the Dodgers were like 30 games out of first place, George. You know, for our game, pregame, there were 39,000 people in attendance.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you believe that? Okay.
Wow.
And so,
that's more than the Oakland A's get during the winning streak.
Exactly. Wow. Well, and for many years, more than the Braves would get in Atlanta. It was quite the deal. So needless to say, we were invited successive times to come back to Dodger Stadium. It was a lot of fun. Of course, it wasn't so much about us. It was the people that we played with. I mean, played against. We played against one team that we played against was the Group War, and Maury Wills was their second baseman. So what does that tell you?
That's so great.
But again, the point being is there's a clash of worldviews right now to what you were saying earlier. It's how we behave, the decisions that we make, and where this country is right now. It has unleashed itself. It's unanchored itself from moral principles and godly values, and we're all over the place right now. And the thing is, George, I really feel for this next generation that's being bombarded with this. And my hope is that they can see from all the evil and all the bad decisions that their parents have made, that they learn from that as well, as much as we did, being blessed, being raised by probably the greatest generation after World War II, the baby boomers, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because one of the challenges, I think, to all of us is to recognize that, as we were talking about responsibility before, mm-hmm. if laws or policies or ways of living are being thrust upon us, expected of us, demanded of us, that are in conflict with God's ways, what we're seeing in America today is most people rolling over and playing dead and say, well, the government said. And the reality is, when you read God's word, the government reports to God.
Yeah.
And so we all do. And so our responsibility is to go back to his words, mm-hmm. to try to figure out, what does God expect here?
Exactly.
And who am I going to pay attention to? Who am I going to live for? Who am I going to obey? And it shouldn't be the government if what they're demanding of us conflicts with God's word. There's ample evidence of that. I mean, that's why America started, devoted Christians in England said, no, the king is asking us to do things that are against God's word.
Exactly.
We will not do that. We need another place to be, or he's got to change if we're going to stay here. He wasn't going to change. They left. They said, we can't live that way. And we're in one of those same kind of moments of history. Whereas Americans right now, we've got to figure out, who do I report to? Who do I obey? Who am I responsible to?
Amen. Off to break we go. Dr. George Barna continues with us on the other side. Stay with us.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is allowing a ban on some Apple Watch models in the U.S. to move forward, even as Apple challenges it. The administration declined to veto the International Trade Commission's October decision to ban Apple Watches equipped with technology that monitors blood oxygen levels. The agency ruled Apple infringed on patents. The tech giant filed an appeal and emergency request to stop the ban. A new poll could prove concerning for Florida Governor and White House hopeful Ron DeSantis. The latest Rasmussen poll released on Tuesday showed DeSantis is now tied for third in the Republican presidential primary race. Former President Donald Trump leads at 51%, and Nikki Haley is second at 13%. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me say, if you like what you're seeing here and what you're hearing with Dr. George and many of our guests here, this unique opportunity, this TV show gives us an opportunity to drill down deeper. It's not about 8 second sound bites. We're able to spend this invaluable time, and we're able to do this because so many of you have joined our listener supported campaign for truth and liberty. What you have to do, or what you can do, it's up to you. Go to BillMartinezShow.com. There's a donate button there, and you can help us with this campaign. Your nonprofit tax-deductible donation will go to Hill of Hope. They are our partner in this fundraising endeavor. So when you see their name, you'll know that it's associated with the Bill Martinez Show. Make your donation, you know, $5, $7. I like $7. There's, you know, I like numbers. And seven's always been a great number favorite. But whatever God puts on your heart. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible donation at BillMartinezShow.com as we continue to march forward to save this country and be able to pass on, you know, something of righteous value to the next generation. Dr. George Barna continues with us. George, I wanted to get back now and talk about the worldview experience. You talk about the phases of the worldview experience. Break that down for us, if you would.
Well, one of the things that I discovered as we were studying how a worldview develops is that every person's worldview is essentially developed by the age of 13. Mm-hmm. And so between somewhere around 15 to 18 months of age and the age of 12 or 13, a person's worldview forms through all the experiences they have, the lessons they learn, the things they read, and so forth. So all of that takes place. It's a period where, we're trying to figure out how life works and who we are within it. Then we discovered that the next phase is during our teens and 20s. And that's a period where we take that worldview that was initially developed and we refine it. We work on it to try to get it just right so that it really fits us like a glove. And we try to also discover, how can I integrate this into every aspect of my life? Remember, what a worldview does is helps us make decisions.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is make decisions that are internally consistent and that really work for how we want to live and who we want to be. And then we found the third phase is when we reach our late 20s or early 30s up through sometime in our 60s. And that's a period where we become evangelists, worldview evangelists.
Right.
And what we're trying to do during that phase is to get other people to embrace our worldview because we worked hard at it. We think we've got it right. Mm-hmm. It's working for us. Surely it would work for other people. So we try to get others to buy into it. And when they do that, it gives us a little boost of self-confidence, a little kick in the ego. Look, I must be getting it right because other people are buying into this too.
Right.
And so we're trying to be consistent with our own worldview and to get others to buy it. And then finally, when we reach our mid to late 60s and beyond that, that's a period of time where we tend to sit back and reflect on how we did. We're trying to discover, did I get it right?
Yeah.
Well, what is there something I got wrong? What did I get wrong? Because that's also a period of time when we tend to work with grandchildren or great-grandchildren. And so we're concerned about what can we share with them that we've really learned over all these years. And if I got something wrong, I want to fix it now before I pass it on to those who come after me.
Well, especially when you talk about talking with your grandchildren, at least I found, George, it is so cool when you're able to have that kind of conversation. And it's a bit of redemption. You know, as you say, yeah, you're right. I did. I messed that up. But I'm sharing this with you because it's what I've experienced. And as God taught me, it's experience that defines preference. And at my age, I had a lot of experience and my preferences are getting more and more defined to reflect a biblical worldview. All your fault, by the way.
Well, I'm thankful to hear that. But I agree with you. I mean, in working with my grandkids, just what you're saying, I love going to them and say, hey, you know what? I blew this when I was your age. But here's what I've learned over the years. Let me share that with you. Because their eyes get real big. It's like, oh, my gosh, Grandpa's going to tell us.
No, not you. Not you, Grandpa. You didn't. There's no way you didn't do that. I bet you forget, Joby's.
Yeah. So it really is a lot of fun. But you know what? I also find that that only happens if you're intentional about this.
Right.
And so here's, you know, in my waiting years here, I've got a great opportunity to influence some young lives during that period of their life where they're trying to figure it out. And to have that opportunity to help shape that strategically, intelligently, intentionally, based on the experiences that the Lord's put me through, what a privilege that is.
Yeah, without a doubt. Let's address how the biblical worldview makes a difference as to what's morally unacceptable behavior, for example.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been doing this kind of research for more than 30 years now.
Yeah.
And one of the things that consistently bubbles to the surface is the difference in ideas and lifestyles and values of people who have a biblical worldview and those who don't.
Yeah.
And so you look at something like morality. What do we consider to be moral? And the differences are massive. And I think when you look at our culture today, this is one of the things that we see every single day, the unfortunate choices that so many people are making. Well, it's because they don't have a biblical worldview. Their worldview is syncretistic, you know, so they're relying on Marxism or secular humanism or postmodernism, whatever it may be, to help make their choices. And they're not working for them. They're not working for our culture. But when you look at those numbers, what you see is that there's huge differences. As a social scientist, when I study data, If I find differences of 5, 6, 7 percentage points, I get excited. All of us in my industry do. But you look at these differences, we're talking about 40 percentage points, 50 percentage points, 60 percentage points. It's incredible. You never see these kinds of differences. Why do we see this? Because we're going back to the idea of what is truth? What really is right and wrong? And when we look at morality, when we look at religious behavior, when we look at lifestyles, in all of these different areas, we're seeing these huge differences, whether it has to do with, should you have sex before you get married? Whether it has to do with things like, should you have an abortion? You know, is lying okay if I'm doing it for what I think is going to be good for me? You know, is cheating on your tax return okay? Is not repaying a loan to a wealthy relative okay? They don't need the money. I think I do. You know, and the biblical answer is no, all those things are wrong. The cultural answer typically is, yeah, we can justify that. But that's all we're doing. We're playing by God's rules. We're playing by our rules.
Yeah, and the thing that people have to keep in mind here, George, is the difference between a biblical worldview and not having a biblical worldview, probably less than 1%, what are we down to, about maybe 3, 4% of your friends that you contact with are going to hold to that second category under no biblical worldview. So whether it's about sexual intercourse before marriage or somebody that you're not married to, an abortion, lying, you know, cheating on your tax returns, or not repaying a loan. Look at the response there and the behavior of somebody that doesn't hold to a biblical worldview. And even like 9.5 out of 10 roughly are going to fall in that category.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes they'll surprise us. They'll have a biblical perspective, even though they don't have a biblical worldview. But on one particular issue, they may have a biblical perspective. Mm-hmm. And that's because the reigning worldview in America is syncretism, where we'll buy a few precepts from a biblical worldview. We'll take a few from Marxism, a few from Eastern mysticism, a few from many different worldviews, blend them together into something that makes me feel good about myself.
So a smorgasbord religion, this is what it's come down to, right?
It really is. That's what it is. So, you know, when we're dealing with other people, generally speaking, the safest course of action is to assume that they do not think biblically.
Yes.
And so when we're interacting with them, we can't make assumptions that, you know, when I say this, I get it because it's based on God's truth.
Exactly. Time to take some time for our sponsors. We'll be right back with more from Dr. George Barna. Stay with us.
China is flooding our country with illegal, disposable, flavored vapes marketed towards kids. Here's Fentanyl Fathers co-founder Greg Swan with a message for parents.
Reuters is reporting that a new breed of vapes from China has confounded regulators while offering flavors like blue cotton candy to attract America's youth, with the possibility that these products can be laced with deadly fentanyl. Enforcement agencies at the local, state, and federal levels need to get these illegal products off shelves.
Sponsored by Fentanyl Fathers.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
The fight that we're in, you need to know what you're up against. For decades, we've ignored it because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, all this deleterious stuff associated with climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here along with Dr. George Barna, the professor of Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Did you think you'd have this much fun, huh?
Nobody expects to have this much fun.
Well, really, well, we're almost not allowed to, but this is what happens when you're free in Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, because where the Spirit is, there is liberty there indeed. Hey, George, can we talk about your new book for just a minute? I'm going to let you give a shameless plug. This is awesome, Helping Millennials Thrive. Tell us about this.
You know, it's the generation that's our primary parenting generation in America today. So their influence on the whole domain of worldview is enormous. We look at the fact they're the largest generation in the country, and we know that as a group, they're hurting. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did this research to try to figure out what are the things that they need, what can we do to help them. We found out things about their mental health. We found out things about their worldview. We found out things about their relationships and their connections, and much more. So the book goes into all this. I was privileged to have a lot of pastors and other experts toward the back of the book come in and say, here's what we've learned about ministering to these folks, about how to be more effective, more loving, more understanding and compassionate, because that's what we want to do. We want to represent Christ well in their lives. Amen. So that's what this book is all about. Let's take some data. Understand them. Let's take some experience and really go after them with love.
The book available in all the usual places. We'll link it on our website as well, ladies and gentlemen, at BillMartinezShow.com. This is a powerful book. I mean, you know, we were told for 2.5 years we should follow the science. We got to make sure we're following the right science and the right figures. So in this particular case, you know, Dr. George has been faithful to the numbers and the science and the research. And, you know, whether it's these pastors that you met with or other, you know, key church leaders, they're starting to see the reality because, you know, that's one thing that our faith teaches us is that, you know, we want to, you know, inspect the fruit, right? What is the fruit of our behavior?
Well, and it's interesting when you talk about that, because when Jesus was teaching his disciples, you know, and we've got the Great Commission. That's what we're here to do, is to make disciples.
Right.
Jesus said 6 times, you will be my disciple if, or you cannot be my disciple unless. And one of those was in John 15:8, where, as you're alluding to, you know, he talked about, if you want to be my disciple, you must produce much spiritual fruit. And so he's talking about the kinds of things that we read about in Paul's writings about the fruit of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, etc. All these kinds of things being shown into the, or being sown into the lives of other people. Mm-hmm. That's how you produce good fruit. You raise them up to be people who know and love and serve Jesus. You raise them up to be people who are serving God by trying to get other people to recognize the value, the beauty, the joy of that relationship. That's what that whole production of fruit is about. It's not about apricots and apples.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you have to know the difference. The legitimate from the fake. I keep using this example, George, because I think it's so appropriate. I remind our audience that when bankers study, you know, counterfeit, when they run across counterfeit money, what they're trained to do is to focus and study on the legitimate. And it's amazing how the counterfeit will stand out once you're aware of the legitimate. And I believe the application here has to do with our faith. If we are not studying to show ourselves approved with the legitimate, we're going to get fooled by the counterfeit, are we not?
Absolutely. And that's a great example. And I actually had the opportunity to talk to one of the people who went through some federal training on that with the FBI. And what she told me was, you know what, it wasn't even just about looking at a computer screen and seeing different images and comparing them. She said they just had us in a room, and for a week, all we did was we felt money. They give us dollar bills, $100 bills, $1,000 bills, and they say, just feel it. Is it real or not? And so the idea was you had to experience it firsthand. And that's what people have to do with us as Christians. They have to see us living that life and experiencing it firsthand so that they can know what the real thing is.
Right.
And that's so critical, that we be that model of Jesus to other people.
But you can't be the real thing yourself if you're not doing the real thing, like, oh, reading or studying the Bible, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, so we look at this pandemic period, and when it started, I thought, well, okay, you know, we've got these draconian expectations being jammed down our throats by the government. We don't necessarily have to go along with them, but a lot of people will do that. And that might work out to be okay because it gives them more time to read the Bible, more time to think about the things of the Lord. And what we actually found now that we're doing the research after the pandemic is, most people didn't do that. In fact, millennials didn't even consider faith as one of the solutions. Gen X, you know, said, well, we're going to move in a different direction than the biblical direction. So, you know, it was a lost opportunity. But you look at things like Bible reading, that's gone down by 6 or 7 percentage points in the last 3 years. That's a big drop, or I'm sorry, church attendance. You look at Bible reading, that's gone down. And then you look at, well, will it really make a difference? Yeah, look at this chart that you've got on the screen. Reading or studying the Bible, you know, people who have a biblical worldview know from personal experience, it makes all the difference in the world. And so they do that constantly. People without a biblical worldview, not nearly as committed. Not as many are committed. You know, but you look at all of those things. People with a biblical worldview, again, through their personal experience, have come to realize these are things I must do to enjoy the fullness of life. which is what Jesus has promised us if we'll live the way that he's taught us to live. Why are so many Americans today committing suicide, unhappy, jumping from job to job, getting divorced because they can't find joy? Well, it's because they're not living in accordance with God's ways of doing things. Exactly. And so, you know, I think this chart helps us to see, yeah, there's a big gap, and that gap is literally killing people if you're not doing it God's way.
Well, George, the thing that stands out for me, I mean, you're 90-plus percentile with people who have a biblical worldview versus not having a biblical worldview. So I would say that those that hold to a biblical worldview, it's like they're holding on with a sense, if I might say, with all due respect, with a sense of desperation.
Well, and I think also there's this notion of, okay, if I'm not going to do it Jesus way, what way am I going to do it? What
right.
way has been shown to be better? You know, all of my neighbors, my colleagues at work, my friends on the ball field, they're all struggling. They're all trying to figure it out. Jesus made it simple. I've seen it work for other people. If I don't go that way, what way am I going to go?
Exactly.
There is no better alternative.
Well, Dr. George Barna, you're always a blessing, and I just so appreciate you. I'll tell you, I appreciate the relationship. I appreciate the time that you're so faithful to share with us, your skill set, your talents and giftings that God has blessed you with. I just want you to know, I just so highly appreciate you. We've got about 30 seconds left. Oh, okay, I'll let you have 60. Okay, so I'm going to let you summarize this and bring us home and remind everybody where they can go if they'd like more information and be in contact with you.
You know what? You've been called to be a disciple, and by being a disciple, you've been called to make disciples. Yeah. And so know what God has told us to do. Have that worldview, the mind of Christ.
Right.
Think like Jesus so that you can act like Jesus. And when you act like Jesus, that'll attract other people to you, because it's so unusual in our culture today. They'll want to know, how'd you decide to do that? How's that working for you? Could I do that? What difference do you think it would make? Be their role model. You're not perfect, but you can be the closest thing to Jesus that they encounter until they find him personally. You can go to our website to see all the research, culturalresearchcenter.com. It's all free. Take advantage of it, read it, share it, write to us about it. We'd love to hear from you, but,
exactly.
Take advantage of it.
You got it. Dr. George Barna, professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. We thank you for your time. For more information, by the way, and to be part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. Go and be blessed beyond your imaginations. Thank you.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do the